Friends, family, and devoted volunteers filled about every inch of the Casa Vieja restaurant last night. They reminded us that there is at least one advantage to being Joe Garcia. Having a one-syllable name makes for easy chanting. After two failed runs for U.S. Congress, Garcia got some unconventional help this time around. His opponent, incumbent David Rivera, was the target of two federal investigations and was accused of ethics violations by the State Ethics Commission. In Garcia's acceptance speech, he mentioned Rivera only to congratulate him on a hard-fought campaign.
We wish him and his family well.
Otherwise, it was all issues, primarily bipartisanship in Washington.
I hope to work with my colleagues in the neighboring districts, Congressman Ross Layton and Congressman Diaz-Balart. We may be from different parties, but they have my respect, and we want to see our community and our families prosper.
Intentionally or not, Garcia hit on the very thing that makes his election groundbreaking. Joe Garcia will join Ileana Ross Leighton and Mario Diaz-Balart in the elite group of Cuban Americans elected to federal positions. Unlike his new colleagues, however, Garcia is a Democrat. In fact, the first Cuban American Democrat to ever be elected to U.S. Congress from South Florida.
Cuban America is supposed to be Republican, but that's not true.
Ernesto Lero is a member of the Miami-Dade Cuban American Democratic Club, a small club of about 50 members. He says tonight caps off a trend we've been seeing for some time, the old conservative Cuban Guard being replaced and outvoted by younger, more liberal Cuban Americans.
We like and we care about Cubans, but we like to see congressmen work for our people down here in South Florida.
Lero says the election of Joe Garcia is a paradigm shift. It's the very moment, he argues, that Cuban Americans in South Florida stopped electing representatives based on Cuban foreign policy and started picking them based on domestic needs. I'm Kenny Malone. Reporter Rick Stone was 7 miles away at the David Rivera event.
With the FBI and the IRS hot on David Rivera's trail, the handwriting was already on the wall by the time Election Day rolled around. The Rivera campaign didn't bother with a traditional watch party in a hotel ballroom. Instead, the candidate holed up with his friends in a strip mall storefront near his district office on Bird Road. Supporters who had guarded the door as the votes were counted boiled over when Joe Garcia claimed the victory.
I feel extremely upset. I would call on everybody to boycott the Miami Herald immediately. I think the Miami Herald over-abused their power.
John Peter Lyons and an equally angry woman who stood with him blamed the media for costing Rivera the election by reporting his legal problem.
And when they come totally clean, I hope he can sue the Miami Herald as well.
In this country, you're supposed to be innocent until proven guilty in a court of law, not in a newspaper.
Also defending Rivera, Mario Di Janeiro, the former mayor of Monroe County, which is the southern tip of Rivera's soon-to-be former district.
Don't you believe that Ileana Ross backed him, that also Marco Rubio backed him, because they also believed him, they worked with him, they seen the quality of his work? You think these people would back him if they felt that he was doing something illegal?
Rivera was actually Rubio's roommate when they both served in the legislature. He didn't think his legal problems had anything to do with the first defeat of his 10-year political career.
No, I think the voters were focused on issues that are impacting them day after day, jobs and the economy and bringing fiscal responsibility back to Washington. But when you're running in a presidential year, there are a lot of factors that are outside of your control.
He said the most important thing now is to make sure that a Republican reclaims the seat in 2016. And in the meantime,
you can be assured that you'll be seeing David Rivera serving this community the next 2 years and beyond.
I'm Rick Stone in Miami.